USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Residents miles away from the Christmas morning explosion in downtown Nashville say they felt it. This witness telling WKRN-TV she lives several blocks away from the explosion site.
Well, around 6:30 this morning, there was a very loud boom, and the house rattled, shook very hard, so it appeared at that time that it was something like an explosion.
Nashville police believe the blast was intentional. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington tells Fox News what will be next in this investigation.
One of the things that they're going to be looking at strongly, Leland, in this area will be videotape, because the videotapes in this area and most of it of the area in Nashville.
And President Trump and the First Lady spending their Christmas Day at his Mar-a-Lago resort. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Voters in Georgia keep turning out in huge numbers for the January 5th Senate runoff election. The latest early voting numbers show more than 2 million people have turned in their ballots. That's over a quarter of all registered voters. As far as election integrity in Georgia, Carl Rove tells Fox News.
Well, look, the state attorney general and the secretary of state are conducting investigations of what they believe are inappropriate activity. And there'll be some examples made.
The 2020 Heisman finalists are revealed.
The Alabama Crimson Tide will be well represented when the Heisman Trophy is awarded next month. Quarterback Mac Jones and wide receiver Devonta Smith were among the four finalists announced Thursday for college football's top prize. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask round out this year's list of finalists. The Heisman will be awarded on January 5th during a virtual ceremony. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to move quickly against guns, adding the issue to his list of first executive orders. It is expected that Biden will use executive orders, especially if Democrats don't win both Georgia's special Senate elections. Gun rights activist and attorney Colin Nowar says some of the Biden cabinet picks are no fan of the Second Amendment.
I don't think this, honestly, it doesn't surprise me and the rest of the gun community because we've been battling this for decades. However, for a lot of the new gun owners, they need to understand that they've been doing this for a while now. They fight holistically. They don't just come in through the front door. They get attacked at all angles. So if they can make it a health care issue or some other non-relative issue, as long as it's actually going towards their goal, which is restricting your Second Amendment rights, they're going to do it. And so it's not just a political war. It's not just a legal war. It's also a culture war. And they understand that. It was Eric Holder, who was former AG for Obama. He even said it himself explicitly. We need to brainwash people about guns in this country. So this is a cultural battle. And so I implore all of the new gun owners out there who may have even voted for Biden to understand that this isn't just you can go out, buy a gun, and then all of a sudden your rights are protected. That's not how this works. You've got to be vigilant about protecting your rights.
A very Merry Christmas from everyone here on the news team at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.